a big block and four pieces, I believe. I forgot.
Well, Dad, what would they? What runs around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
Hook.
Oh, that's what they have for that.
Hook.
Yeah.
Metal hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, the old-time ones, the sure enough old-time barrels, had the wooden hooks. Some way or another, they'd split a young, open, young sapling and open somehow and fix it while it was fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fix it after it got dried at all, but fix it after it, while it was fresh, you know, and they called them hooks,
mm-hmm.
barrel hooks,
mm-hmm.
stave.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, now, what would nails come in?
Well, they come in nail cage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what a nail cage
is.
You
sure
seen, didn't you never see a cage?
I don't think I have. I really
well, they're made on the same style of a barrel all, but they're just about what people used to sit on them.
Yeah. Oh, they did. They used to, well,
yeah, and sit on them around these stores.
Uh-huh.
Lord, you can't, it's high sitting now if you come and sit on a cage. You can bring a cage in this town and just as quick as it's, people know the sheriff, they have a dozen buyers for it right then.
Isn't that something? Things that you just used to see every
mm-hmm.
day, people, you just can't believe it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you went to take the washing out to hang it up on the line, what would you put it on?
Well,
put it in, I mean, to carry it out there.
You'd, you see, you'd rinse them and wring them out. Well, lots of times you'd lay them on your rub board.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, did they ever have any
baskets
to put them in?
We didn't know nothing about a basket to put clothes in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then after, I guess after one had wrestled with her, I'd out there that been sticking that rug board while she didn't feel like it. Either that or water bucket. Said,
yeah.
Well, I could wash your water bucket out right real good, you know, and put little things in it,
uh-huh.
and towels and pillowcases and stuff like that. But the big old sheets and stuff like that, they'd lay them across the rug
mm-hmm.
board.
Now, what about to put in the, what would you put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
Oh, they have those.
Yeah, and some called them a stopper and some called them a cork.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think the old-fashioned people called them a cork. They had a corkscrew then they put in there to pull it out if they happened to get it down.
Mm-hmm.
I hear down my life about one time a man was riding a train. And he raised up and says, "Are there anybody here from Marlin?" Said one man, says, "Yes, I'm from Marlin." Said that man, says, "Well, give me your corkscrew then."
Oh.
Said, "I know if you're from Marlin, you're carrying a corkscrew."
You have a corkscrew.
Oh, I've got a batch of them corkscrews here somewhere, but I don't know where they are, and I've got one, I guess, that long.
Uh-huh.
Boy, now it could bring anything out.
Uh-huh.
But you screwed them corkscrews in just as far as they're going and give them a pull, and pop it, go to weasel. Here it'd come.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't have no time to stay in there. And if it didn't, why, you just might have had to take a sharp pointed knife and just gouge it out a little plug at the time.
Yeah.
If
it if wouldn't it, pop out.
Yeah, if it didn't right then.
What about a little musical instrument that people would play like?
Well, they, back in my young days, they called them a French harp, but
mm-hmm.
I think they call them a harmonica now or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I
what about?
Yeah, you
then
know.
Then there was something else that people.
That's a Jew's harp.
Oh,
come,
oh.
Come, 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 come,
yes.
come.
Oh, that's how they did. Yeah.
It had a tongue and a great big thing about this big around and two little outfits come out here, and it was they called it a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little old spring, you know, and you. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I couldn't even play a Jew's harp.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that.
I was down to visit my neighbor once, and she said, "Well, I hear Aunt Nan Bradford coming." And I said, "Well, how do you know?" She said, "Well, I hear her playing the juice harp." And she'd been to town now, and she's just riding along the wagon, that juice harp, this boy, and I said, "She's really making it ring." But that wasn't nothing uncommon for people used to, that back in the olden days, if